Front Page Dramas. This week's Front Page Drama, Paradise Lost, is a ghost story. Yes, and what's more, the weird tale of a haunted ship. The Paradise, under the command of Captain Alonzo Tricarton, was returning to Jonesport from New York, scudding along with a fine southerly breeze. She was 40 miles offshore, about on a line with Cape Elizabeth. One of the crew had just come up on deck to join his mate.
Well, Nehemiah, how is the captain? Any better?
Aye, is the old boy over his suit?
Yeah, he's coming around all right. Says he'll be up to take his turn at the wheel.
Ah.
But he's still appearing that visit from the devil.
Oh, he's always like that after he goes down one of his drinking and gambling sprees. Just remorse, I reckon.
No, somehow I don't think so.
Yeah.
I've sailed with him for the past 5 years. Always drank and cursed and gambled, but there ain't a better navigator in this country. Always makes quick trips and earns good money for ship owners.
Well, we know that. But what has that got to do with all this talk of his about the devil visiting him?
Hey, it's an obsession with him, I tell you. And he's mighty convincing when he talks about it.
Well,
I've heard him swear on oath that someday the devil would get him.
Yeah.
He don't have to be working off a drunk either.
Yes, I've heard that about him, too. But I ain't never set no store by it. Does he ever say how or when or where the devil's going to get him?
No, I'll admit I never heard him say how, when, or where, but believe you me, he's dead serious about the devil coming to get him.
Look out.
This ain't no church. No, 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 no. Ladies ain't tea party. Stop that gabbing and get to work. Get up forward and help trim that dead cargo.
Resting on the main boom. There. It's the devil. He's coming after me.
What is he pointing to?
Look down on the main boom. A crow, black as coal.
What? Poor bird's been blown out to sea and got tired. Yeah. Nothing to get excited about. Like as now we can catch him, make a pet out of him. Come on.
Wait. Maybe somebody had better go back and take the wheel from the captain.
There's a good idea. He's in no condition to be up there.
The captain!
Huh?
The captain is gone!
Gone?
Where in tarnation could he have gone?
Hey, couldn't have gone below. He'd have to pass us to get down the hatch.
Maybe he slipped and fell down. Let's go and look.
Well,
I'll be switched if that ain't the funniest thing I ever saw. Disappeared completely.
He probably slipped and fell over the side. You fellas bring the Paradise up in the wind. Haul down the canvas. Me, Myers, you take one of the small boats. I'll take the other.
We'll
row out and search for it. That's what we do. Come on.
You say you rode around and couldn't find no trace of him.
That's correct, Sheriff. And then just like we've been telling you, we rode back to the Paradise. Come aboard just in time to hear that old black crow go caw, caw. Fly right out to sea. That's the gospel truth.
Yeah. Well, there you are, Inspector. We've been over the story 4 times now, and despite all your cross-examination, we can't even shake them. I know these men. They're the honest, law-abiding seafaring men. I believe them. If you want my advice, you let the whole matter drop.
You trying to hold her on her course any longer, Nehemiah. We've been carried head on to the rocks outside your cliff.
I'll hang on as long as I'm able, Captain. We've still got a chance.
It's suicide, I tell you. I'm going to give the order to abandon ship. Hoggins! Luke! Get ready to lower the boat. We're going to try to make it to shore. Come on, Nehemiah.
Mr. Thompson.
Hmm.
Just as I told you, high and dry on the rocks. Laying up there on her beam's end.
Yeah, don't look like she's been pounded much, neither.
The Paradise was built to take a heap of punishment. There's a cracked timber or two, and her bottom needs a bit of patching. But there's a heap of sailing in her yet.
By George, you're right, Perkins. You say a former owner will sell her cheap?
Sell her for a song, as the saying goes.
Hmm.
You know, I'm kind of fond of the Paradise. I'd like to stay with her. You could have her towed into Portsmouth and fixed up cheap. I'll go aboard and man her.
By George, Perkins, I'll do it. You're hired. And darned if I won't go back to sailing them myself.
Well, Nehemiah, do you ever see anything like it? It's the worst fog I've seen in almost 50 years of sailing, Captain. Don't know as I'm much good as lookout. Can't see more than an inch beyond the bow.
I'm a mite bit nervous in these waters around your cliffs. There's a bad current runs onto those reefs on the Cape. This is where you were wrecked once before on the Paradis, remember?
I do that, Captain. Bad storm, that one. Lost the captain and all the crew, excepting me. Reckon I'd be a goner, too, if I'd been in one of those small boats trying to make shore.
Well, keep your eyes peeled, Meemeyer. Matt's taking his watch to wheel, so I'll go below. Yell out if you need any.
Aye, sir, don't worry. Matt and me'll take a round, all right. Night, Captain.
Night, Meemeyer.
Who's that? You, Silas? Fog's getting worse, if such a thing's possible. Why don't you come up here alongside me? There's room up here.
Good God, it's you, Tom Hawkins.
No, can't be. You're dead.
You drowned when the Paradis went on the rocks yonder. No, don't come near me.
No, don't come near me. Nehemiah, Perkins, help!
Oh, there you are. Thank the Almighty. The ship. She's haunted, I tell you.
Look
up there at the wheel.
Yeah.
The ghost of Captain Jones. He knew his lost in the Paradis went aground that storm last winter. He stood beside me and then took the wheel.
The Paradis is haunted, all right. Up there in the bow, Tom Hawkins. His ghost come up beside me and took over the mainsail. Another one, Peter Bixby. He was first mate. And now here comes Ruth. And the rest of the crew that was drowned.
Let's go below, Nehemiah.
Hey?
I've had my full of this. It's driving me crazy. I can't stand it. Let's go below and report to the skipper.
No laughing matter at all, mates. If you don't believe me, just go up there and you'll see for yourselves. You'll see the ghosts of those men once the crew of the Paradis walking the decks and manning the wheel, taking over the lookout watch. It's gospel truth.
Now, wait. I'm a God-fearing man and not inclined to stalk, so I'm going up to see for myself. Any of you that has the mind to can follow me and judge for yourself.
Yes, come on.
Come along, Nehemiah.
Look there at the wheel, old Captain Jones. Now you're satisfied. See, there's Peter Bixby, first mate. Old Eli Root, all the ghostly crew, all of them.
Why, they've taken over the ship. We're completely at their mercy. We're powerless.
What is it, Captain?
Look! See for yourself. There at the wheel, on the bow, along the deck.
Ghost!
Yeah!
Ghost! Me and I and the helmsman were right. What can we do? We're lost! Lost! We're on the ship of death.
Good hard George.
Where are they taking us? What can we do? Are they taking us all to our death?
Quiet. There's nothing we can do but sit here and watch.
They seem to be keeping the ship on a steady course. Oh, see how old Captain Jones handles the wheel and steadies the binnacle.
By George. The others seem to be hauling the lines and handling the canvas in order to get every breath of air.
Listen, Captain, you hear that? Wind is rising.
You're right.
That means this fog will be lifting.
By George, good fresh wind offshore. Well, see, it's beginning to cut that fog now. It's beginning to roll out to sea.
Look at that ghostly crew. Look at them spread the canvas.
By George.
We're running before the wind now. We're tacking back and forth as if they were clearing that line of rocks around the Cape.
Aye, they seem to be running us safely around the shoal.
They do.
Heading toward the Portsmouth light.
Weather's clearing, skipper. Look over the port bow. The fog is lifting. She's clearing now.
Look, old Captain Jones. He's signaling his crew. See? They're walking aft.
He's right.
Now he's signaling us.
Wait. Look now. They're stepping over the side. They're leaving the ship. And the fog's lifting. Call the crew to their station. I'm going aft and take that wheel.
Look. Look there to the port bow. You can see it now. It's the Portsmouth light.
Portsmouth light.
Give thanks to God and old Captain Jones and his ghost and the ghost of his crew. They sailed us safely through. They have saved us from the death they met themselves.
There ain't no use to be hanging around the wharf here, Nehemiah. Best be off and find yourself another berth. Paradis is doomed. She'll never make another paying trip. She's got the reputation of being haunted, and I can't get a crew to take her out for love and money. I've paid wharfage on her for so long now, I'm at the end of my rope. So we're going to tour out to that little cove between Kittery and York and Beecher. Time and tide will do the rest.
All right, Captain, but... Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to go with her on her last trip. I've come to love her even if she is a ship of the dead.
Schooner under full canvas, bearing down on us off the port bow.
You hear that, Captain? Look out, reports the schooner heading across our course.
Yes, I can see it. Look over there. Give them the engine room to reduce speed. Give those maniacs a blast of the whistle. What the devil do they think they're doing?
All right, sir.
Where the devil did that schooner come from all of a sudden?
I don't know, sir, but I've been watching through my glasses. Her name is the Paradis. There appears to be only one man aboard. An old chap with a snow-white beard. He's at the wheel.
Get in the engine room again, quickly, man. Full speed of stand. You don't run that craft down. Give him that engine signal.
Yes.
Lord Murray, you're right. It is the Paradis.
What's wrong, sir?
Wrong. There's plenty wrong. I was born in Portsmouth. I've heard the story of the Paradis. She was a ghost ship.
What, sir?
A ship of the dead, according to the old sailor yarns. Why, that old fellow at the wheel is Nehemiah Perkins. But he was over 80 the last time I heard of him. How in the name of heaven...
Am I going crazy or are my eyes playing tricks? That schooner of the Paradis, she's gone, disappeared.
No, Murray. You're perfectly sane. Your eyes are all right. You've seen the same thing that I've just seen.
How in the world...
Murray, I don't suppose you believe in the supernatural, ghosts, and that sort of thing.
Why, no, sir. I've always thought that those kind of...
Don't do it, Murray. You're probably right. Yet, we've just witnessed a manifestation. The spirit of old Nehemiah Perkins, the last of the crew of the Paradis, is taking his ship out for the final voyage. And God rest his soul in peace.
You have just heard the front page drama, Paradis Lost, the dramatization of a news story to be found on the woodcut page of next Sunday's American Weekly. And now, may we call your attention to a new and very fascinating series entitled 10 Tales from the Gaelic, which will appear on the front cover of America's most interesting weekly magazine. 10 Tales from the Gaelic will be told by Padraic Colum, the world-famous author and distinguished member of the Academy of Irish Letters. The series will be brilliantly illustrated with faithful reproductions of paintings in full color by the eminent artist Willie Pogani. Because of their beauty and fascination, we feel sure our listeners will want to collect every one of the 10 tales from the Gaelic. So be sure to get your copy of the first in the series, which appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Page Dramas presents The Queen of Assassins, a dramatization of a feature news story of the same name to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly. It is written by the well-known foreign correspondent, Alfred Tiernauer, recognized authority on Balkan affairs. His story clears up the mystery of the collapse of the splendid Yugoslav army last spring. Once again, it was a fifth column, but this time, the deadliest fifth column Hitler ever had. Incidentally, it was not one of his creations. It was handed to him on a blood-stained platter by a tubercular little school teacher named Mencia Carnisiu, who also bears the title Queen of the Macedonian Assassins.